Welcome back. I'm Jennifer Napier-Pierce, and this is City Views. Utah nonprofits took a beating from the Great Recession, and as a result, the local nonprofit sector shrunk 38% since 2009. But nonprofits are still a driving economic force in the state, and those are some of the conclusions of a new report of the state of Utah nonprofits by the Community Foundation of Utah. And today on the program, we're talking with the group's leader about Utah's leaner, meaner nonprofit sector. Joining me in studio is Fraser Nelson. She is executive director of the Community Foundation of Utah, a tax-exempt public charity aimed at increasing the impact of philanthropy and charitable giving. Fraser, it's good to have you here. Thanks again for coming.
Thanks. It's my pleasure.
And you can join us as well. What lessons do you think charities and philanthropists can take from the Great Recession? If you work for a local nonprofit, what's been your experience the past few years? You can join us. 801-355-TALK is our number. 801-355-8255. Fraser Nelson, you surveyed about 300 nonprofits in Utah. You got about 124 responses. What were you hoping to learn?
Well, I think all of us have been anxious to see what the impact of the recession has been. We've certainly opened up our wallets and our hearts to nonprofits. And I think for me, one of the things we thought we'd learn and we have is that for those nonprofits that were fairly marginal entering the recession, they just didn't survive. And for those organizations that entered strong, they have actually done quite well in terms of being able to meet the increase in demand while at the same time seeing, unfortunately, a decrease in donations.
Hmm. Give us a profile, sort of a demographic scale of what Utah nonprofits look like. I mean, what areas are local nonprofits focusing on? How does the local nonprofit stack up with what's going on nationally in philanthropic
sure.
giving?
Well, I think the first thing that is striking in our data is that our nonprofits are really small. We have about 70% of the nonprofits in Utah have revenues of less than $100,000
a year. How many nonprofits do we have?
We started the recession with almost 6,000, and we're leaving the recession with about 3,000, maybe 4,000.
Wow.
So we've seen a big decline. Now, part of that, we have to admit, is because the IRS wiped its rolls. If you hadn't filed your paperwork in 3 years, the IRS just closed you down. And certainly there was a big impact of that kind of overhaul of the IRS system. But caught in that were a lot of nonprofits right in the middle of the recession who literally just didn't have any money. Mm. At the beginning of the recession, we saw that, you know, at times as many as half of the nonprofits that we surveyed, because we did these surveys every 6 months or so, had no money in the bank. I mean, they were literally like the families they were serving,
hand
living paycheck
mouth.
Paycheck to paycheck. And so, unfortunately, or perhaps fortunately, some of those organizations just decided it was time to give up. So I think one thing we learned is that our nonprofits are smaller. They are oftentimes focused in different areas than other parts of the country. For example, we have fewer organizations that are focused in health and human services and more that are focused in education. We also have fewer that are focused in religion and faith than the rest of the country. But our organizations are serving just an incredibly important role, especially in the arts and health and human services.
Your report says that nonprofits represent about 5% of the state's workforce. Can you talk a little bit about how nonprofits fit as into the larger economic picture? Are they a player?
Oh, absolutely. I think they are a player. I think they are not a recognized player. One of the real challenges of our sector is to get up to the legislature and to let legislators, elected officials, know how important nonprofits are, not only to the economy in terms of, you know, 5% of our state workforce, but also in terms of the services that we provide, that nonprofits provide. You know, when you think about the arts and the schools, I mean, if you just had a conversation, I mean, it's nonprofits that are filling the role that used to be part of our general education program. When you think about, you know, people who are struggling with food, our poverty rate in Utah is increasing. We are really, you know, on the back end of this recession, seeing a big increase in poverty, childhood poverty. It's nonprofits that are really stepping up and serving those folks. And we need to make the case, a strong case for our sector.
We're speaking with Fraser Nelson. She's executive director of the Community Foundation of Utah. They've released a recent report that shows that nonprofits, it's a smaller sector now, but a little stronger. 801-355-TALK is our number, 801-355-8255. Nonprofits, they depend on the goodwill of others, both individuals and foundation support, I guess largely. Utah, as you mentioned, ranks very high nationally in terms of charitable giving. But if you take out those religious contributions, Utahns aren't giving quite as much as other peers around the country.
Well, Utahns give at twice the national rate. We give an average of 10.6% of our income. The closest we get is Mississippi at 7.3%. And like Mississippi, much of that money goes to faith organizations. I think one thing that's important to recognize about Utah is we, our nonprofit sector, learned the same lessons many of us did in our own families, which was we got to have some savings. At the beginning of the recession, very few nonprofits had any kind of operating reserve. Those that have come out on the other side, we asked them, what's the number one thing you learned? It's the same thing our family learned. Keep some money in savings. You need it. So the other thing that they've really done differently, and it's because of the difference in our philanthropic landscape, is that 34% of the nonprofits that we surveyed have now created businesses, created ways to generate revenue. Whether they're selling a product or a service, they have found a way to become less dependent on donations. And it's a good thing because those donations are just returning to pre-2008 levels. Mm. So can you imagine? Like, think about the food bank. Think about the Road Home. Think about Head Start. They have seen an incredible increase in demand, while at the same time, they have seen not a similar increase, in fact, a decrease in donations. So they've learned some very important lessons, and I think we need to really celebrate the strength of our sector.
One thing that your report notes is that the philanthropic, the large foundation, community is very, very small here in Utah. There are only a few large foundations that give big chunks of money. And so that makes it a little tricky, too.
Yeah, I mean, most of our foundations, like most of our nonprofits, are really quite small. In fact, 73% of them have less than $500,000. I mean, that's not much of a foundation. It's great, but it's not the Eccles. I wish we had 100 Eccles foundations. And many states do. And many states have a very large and significant community foundation. Tulsa, Oklahoma, has $4 billion in its community foundation. Community foundations were started in the 1900s. Ours started in 2009. We were the last state to have a community foundation.
Why do you think that is?
Oh, who knows? Sometimes Utah just does its own thing.
Well, again, can you just explain exactly what the Community Foundation of Utah does? Maybe people don't know enough about you.
I'm sure they don't. I mean, we're a relatively new organization, though a very old concept. Community foundations do three things. They're grant makers. So we have a pool of funds that we make grants from. Secondly, they help other people make grants through donor-advised funds, scholarships, and endowments. We hold assets for this community. We have about $6 million in assets, about 60 funds, different types of funds. And thirdly, we do some convening work. We help people come together to look at a topic. So the thing we've chosen or done the most work in is in this area of social enterprise. And of course, the studies and things like this that help us understand our nonprofit sector.
Okay, so we have a smaller nonprofit sector now than we did 3 years ago. These nonprofits are they have to become more enterprising.
Yep.
What's the way forward? I mean, describe how some local charities are surviving in this very sluggish economy.
Well, one thing is they're being very smart. They are finding ways to be more efficient and more effective, and they're particularly interested in their impact now. You know, the days of just sort of doing a program because you've always done the program, or doing the gala because you've always done the gala, are over. And smart nonprofits have figured out a way to reinvent themselves, make sure, like all entrepreneurs, they're thinking, what is the market need and how do I fill it? So they're creating new programs to address current needs and getting rid of things that really probably aren't as effective, but were always done. Hmm. The other thing they're doing is they're being very smart about the kinds of people they're hiring. Are they hiring people whose skill set match the need? So we're seeing more nonprofits who are outsourcing pieces of their work and really just having in-house the core program folks, and they're outsourcing marketing, whereas before they used to have a marketing director. So they're using community resources more effectively, including volunteers that the Community Foundation is helping them access from the entrepreneurial sector. I think the other thing they're doing is they're watching their dollars. They're investing in their own organization. They are making sure that they have operating capital, and they're looking for ways to earn revenue. And that is, I think, the most important thing that we've learned in this recession is we cannot be dependent on annual giving, on traditional fundraisers, on the auction gala combo. We have to find new ways to bring in dollars. One of the things that we're doing at the Community Foundation is what's called a day of giving, a 24-hour day of giving. In Minnesota, for example, they raise $14 million a year on a single day. So on March 22nd of this year, everybody get out your calendars. We're going to have a big day called Love Utah, Give Utah. We're asking every Utahan to give $10, $15, $25 to the nonprofit of their choice and bring in new donors in a new way.
We've got about 30 seconds left. But I mean, how is this leaving nonprofits feeling? What's the general mood in the sector? Is there optimism out there anywhere?
I think there's if we watch the debates last night, I think there's a combination of, oh my gosh, how much longer can I do this? For some, 24% of our respondents said they were more distressed now than they were at the beginning of the year. At least a quarter are still concerned about the future of their organization. And on the other hand, you have the people who are saying, this is a real opportunity. We've learned a lot. We're moving forward and not looking back. And I think you probably evenly split between the two.
Fraser Nelson, Executive Director of the Community Foundation of Utah. Fraser, thanks so much for your time.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
City Views is a production of KCPW in Salt Lake City. Our technical director is Jesse Ellis. Ryan Cron composed our theme music. Coming up tomorrow, it's Politics Up Close with Jeff Robinson. Hope you'll join us for that. For City Views, I'm Jennifer Napier-Pierce.